military power, but economic power was going to set the agenda, was going to be the mark by which states, societies were gauged, were judged. But at the same time that this occurred, ethnic violence in the former Yugoslavia had erupted, and the European states found themselves unable to determine how best to intervene, how to deal with problems that Europeans believed and desperately hoped had long been expunged from European experience. Europe once again heard discussions of ethnic cleansing and saw the grisly evidence of it in the former Yugoslavia. Ethnic hostilities in the former Soviet Union reflect the same sort of trouble, potential trouble. The German question also appears to have been solved, a German question which has puzzled, bedeviled Europeans for at least two centuries. The 1990 unification of Germany was difficult. It was certainly unanticipated. At a conference in the Federal Republic in the fall of 1989, as Germans began to look at the 40th anniversary of the establishment of the Federal Republic, the drafting of the Basic Law, and a conference attended by politicians, attended by judicial officials, constitutional experts, historians, political scientists, and so on, one lone intrepid figure had risen to say, to point out that in the West German Constitution, this Basic Law, there were two provisions for the possible reunification of Germany. That individual, his comments were greeted with an enormous sigh of boredom and impatience. How could anyone in 1989 really be talking about the possibility of reunification? And yet within a matter of months, actually in a matter of weeks from this conference, German unification suddenly had moved into the realm of real possibility. The unification which would ultimately occur following the collapse of the East German state, the opening of the Berlin Wall in 1989, the state that would now become the Federal Republic, the absorption, actually, of the former German Democratic Republic by the West German state, is not a reunification of Germany. I've tried in our discussions thus far to refer to it as a unification of Germany. It's not a reunification in the sense that it is one of several possible unifications and several that we have seen over the course of our deliberations on modern Europe. There was the unification of Germany in 1871, undertaken by Otto von Bismarck's Prussia, a Germany which excluded the Habsburg monarchy, excluded Austria, a small German solution to the question of unification. Then in 1938, under the National Socialists, after the Anschluss effected by Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich, Austria was once again merged with Germany into a Grossdeutsches Reich, a second unification. And finally, in 1990, we have a third alternative to German unification, which is a Germany without Austria or Prussia. The old Prussian state, with its traditions of militarism, conservatism, and so on, had been abolished by the victorious Allies after 1945 and has not reemerged. The new German state that has been created in Central Europe is a state whose frontiers have never existed before in German history. It is a state whose institutions are new. It is not a reunification, but a new formula for unification, a new attempt at resolving the so-called German problem. That problem, as you'll recall, was where is Germany? What should be included in Germany? What areas are German? Who is German? And third, what sort of state or states should be, what sort of political organization should organize the politics of the Central European area? Europe, it seems, has incorporated this new German state into the existing economic, political, and military structures created after the Second World War. Indeed, the successful integration first of West Germany and now presumably the Federal Republic of this new German state, the integration of Germany into the international structures of a united Europe, the EEC, the European Union, the